Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello, welcome to your Monday edition of the BTN News Show. Get down, get that country thing going. Yeah, just trying to get that Monday good vibe feeling going. Hey, it was a long weekend, so it's going to be hard to get it going, but let's do it, shall we? It is the 4th of May. Yes, it's already May. 2015, all of the best technology news has happened over the last few days in around 5 minutes or so. Yes, after 5 years of allegations and all that humble jumble, WikiLeaks is back in the secret sharing business. Oh, yeah. It has relaunched a beta version of its website, accepting anonymous files starting today, right now. Now, remember, Julian Assange, yeah, he's still in asylum at the Ecuadorian, I think, embassy. He's in London somewhere, anyways. Well, apparently this has his blessing for the online submission system that intends to regain its reputation as a secure site for people looking to share information of political and historical significance. Now, right now, submitting that juicy little information is going to be via Tor, which we found out last week wasn't that secure, by the way. In any case, with the WikiLeaks site, it comes with a downloadable browser bundled for Windows, Mac, and Linux. Linux is probably your best bet, by the way. So, if you've got a hard drive just sitting over in the corner gathering dust that's got all that juicy political information you want to get out there, yeah, WikiLeaks is now open for business again. Windows Media fans, well, it's time to bow your heads and say that final prayer to your media system. Now, yeah, we do know that Microsoft actually kind of stopped developing Windows Media Center way back in 2009, but it still shipped its unmodified version to Windows 8. However, though, it's killing off Media Center in Windows 10. It ain't gonna be there, it's just friggin' gone. And those of you right now, which I've made incredibly sad on this Monday, they're saying, why? What are we going to do now? Well, Microsoft pretty much wants you to buy an Xbox. That's really what this comes down to. Because that's where Microsoft wants to focus all of its TV and entertainment features in its new Xbox One. So if you're still craving that Windows Media Center, yeah, best stick to Windows 8.1 and don't go any further. Or wait for somebody to unofficially port it over to Windows 10, which is probably very possible. Hey, if you didn't think that your Facebook news feed was already cluttered enough, well, Zuck wants to make it even more cluttered. Look for later this month, you're going to start seeing New York Times, maybe some BuzzFeed, National Geographic, a whole bunch of friggin' articles and videos in your Facebook news feed. Aren't you happy? The new feature is called Instant Articles. And according to the Wall Street Journal, Facebook is trying to woo publications to Instant Articles, saying publications will keep all ad revenue from articles posted on Facebook if the sites themselves sell the ads. Meaning if Facebook does the legwork of selling the ads, it will keep 30% of the revenue for itself. And if you're thinking at the back of your mind, there must be some way to turn this off, I don't want this crap in my newsfeed. Nope. You're stuck with it. Emojis, yeah, they've become very popular because people are just getting lazier, I guess, actually typing out words. Okay, I fall in that category too. But one social media service is noting just how many are actually flooding their system, and that would be Instagram. Instagram website engineers are now on a quest to sort out how many people are actually using these yellow-faced emoticons. What those engineers have found is that 50% of all captions and comments now have an emoji or even two or more. Funny enough, Instagram has also found out that the Finland people insert the most emojis out of anybody else in the world. 63% of the time they actually put those little yellow things in a post. That's actually followed by France, at 50%, then the UK at 48%, Germany at 47%, Italy 45%, Russia at 45%, and the Japanese at 39%. So what is this study actually for? Well, we don't really know right now, and Instagram is not giving any indications what it is using it for. Maybe they're going to have their own service coming out. Instant emojis, where everything is just, you know, pictures of faces of emoticons or something. Who the hell knows? We'll stay on top of it, as always, here at the BTN News Headquarters. And finally, here's a question for you. Where do you keep your passwords? You know, just in case you forget them. Well, the folks over at a Rail Control Center in Britain, they keep their passwords right on the top of their monitor. How do we know that? Because those passwords were revealed on a BBC television documentary. So here's the funny part. As the film crew was, doing their little thing, they panned down to the monitor where they monitor the trains. And lo and behold, there's the login and the password of how to get into their system. Although at least BBC Two could have actually blurred out the things, but hey, that would have cost probably too much in post-production. But here's the best part. If you actually want to know what the actual password was, the login, yeah, that's a little complicated. But the password was password 3. Yep, P-A-S-S-W-O-R-D 3. That's the password.
Yeah, that's a little scary. And coincidentally, BBC actually ran a story last week discussing the fears that the computer systems controlling the signal systems in the UK could be easily hacked.
Well, they can now, BBC. Thanks for putting that info out there. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Find our website at britishtechnetwork.com. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. We'll be back tomorrow, of course, with your Tuesday edition of the BTN News Show, getting you caught up on what's going to happen over the next 24 hours of the best in tech news. Until then, do your best to have a good Monday.
I know it's hard. I'm doing my best. Come on. Join me, please.
And thank you so much for listening.